Hi guys, welcome back to We Have Thoughts. We are talking about the great classic 16 Candles today. It's a John Hughes film written and directed starring Molly Ringwald, Anthony Michael Hall, and Michael Schofling. Schofling. I don't bother me.
That close guy. Enough.
I'm Anna. Sitting next to me is my friend
Joy.
And sitting next to her is
Crystal.
Hey.
Hey.
So fresh and so clean.
Not right now. Ish. No. I've been working all day.
So let's take it back to the 80s.
Yeah, bitch, with big poofy hair. I fit right in.
I do love how the 80s embraced like natural hair.
Yeah, like big volume.
Because like girls wouldn't, you know, they walk out with wet hair and however it dried, that was how they looked.
Right.
I mean, they tease a lot of hair.
Yeah, I mean.
A lot of hairspray going on.
Yeah.
It's really funny. And my mom and her sister's old pictures, like their hair is huge. Their hair looks like my hair, but like all the time and so much. And I don't understand why they did those weird bangs, those little small curl bangs. And I was like, why? No.
Because it was so cool.
So cool.
It's like so hot.
So hot.
So cool, so hot.
Oh my God.
I didn't write a synopsis for this. So here's
go.
From online somewhere. Was it Wikipedia? I don't know. Anyway, it's online. With the occasion, all. Oh, I haven't read it yet, so, you know.
Professional.
Okay.
We are so legit, guys.
I know.
Like, we just have a podcast.
Sponsor us.
And you're listening. You're welcome.
Are you, though?
With the occasion all but overshadowed by her sister's upcoming wedding, angst-ridden Samantha faces her 16th birthday with typical adolescent dread. Samantha pines for studly older boy Jake, but worries that her chastity will be a turnoff for the popular senior. Meanwhile, Samantha must constantly rebuff the affections of nerdy Ted, the only boy in the school, unfortunately, who seems to take an interest in her.
That was amazing.
So
you wrote that, right?
No, that was Google.
I know, it was a yoke.
Universal logo.
Wow,
so classic. I love
it. It was crinkly and pixelated and everything.
It brought me back.
That logo is older than all of us.
Had any of you seen this before?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
It just has been about a million years.
Yeah.
I think I saw it on like TBS or TNT, mm-hmm. one of those days when they play all the movies and stuff.
I went
way back when.
I went through a big 80s movie phase in middle school. Once my Audrey Hepburn phase had kind of come to an end, then it was full on 80s. And I watched all the John Hughes films.
Of course, you had an Audrey Hepburn phase.
Oh, yeah.
That is the most like Anna thing.
For sure. Inspired my love of pearls.
I cannot. Oh, I'm sorry. Not a personal attack on you.
Thanks. I'm feeling so loved.
It's just, you know, with my work and working in weddings and shit, I just see pearls and burlap everywhere. And I want to puke about it, you know.
But pearls are classic. Burlap is classic, overdone.
But, like, they put pearls with rustic-y everything, shit. Though. Really yeah. everything.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, not appealing.
No, I guess if I saw it every day, I'd get annoyed, too.
Yeah.
It's just a classic
I see a lot of things every day and... I'm irritated.
Because anything you see every day can get annoying.
Real yeah, time. For real.
I used to see poop every day.
I'm sure that got real annoying real fast.
You just got over it real fast. Like, it's just another shit.
All right, then.
Anyways, love where this conversation has turned.
This old logo, yeah.
So it's whenever I watch these movies, I'm always taken aback by how disrespectful the kids are to their parents, because I was never allowed to do that. Like, the amount of talking back there, I'm just like, she's gonna get hit, and it never happened. I just didn't. It's always like a little jarring for me. So in the beginning, I'm like,
why is he talking like that? Why are they allowing him to talk like
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
Also, like, everybody in these movies is like middle class, or you know, they're
big ass homes,
right? And oh, then they've God. Got like fucking mansions that everybody has. There's five children and they all have their own bedroom, and there's like an attic and a basement and like a formal dining
if you have a formal dining you're not poor. I'm sorry.
No you're not middle class. You fancy.
Also, if you have a pool, you're not poor either.
No,
please.
We had a pool, and we were middle class.
Anyways, moving on.
No, but they had like a presidential house. Like,
yeah,
it was, had like, vines.
Huge. My house was nothing like that.
That's like, and like, oh, when was it? When Jake was like going into the neighborhood and he rang the doorbell or whatever, you see all the other houses and
that
I'm like,
house behind $1 million,
a $1 million, yeah. $1 million, a quarter of $1 million, too many millions to name.
No, they live in a
billionaires.
They live in an area that would have since turned into a township or like a Highland Park area where encircled themselves. Like, we're not really part of Dallas. We're Highland Park. So we're better and different.
Yeah. They're fancy.
We're special.
Maybe like back then, but not anymore. Definitely.
I remember always wanting my own phone line. And I never, it never happened, but I was like, oh, I just want my own phone line.
I wanted my own phone in my room and stuff. Ugh. But then, like, when I was able to talk to my friends, I'd have to, like, get off of the phone because, like, oh, mom's going to turn on the internet.
Yeah.
And then you hear,
you know what else I didn't get? Like, this happens in movies a lot where they're getting ready for school. They're on the phone with their friends. Like, I never had enough time to do that before school.
Right. I like sleeping.
I feel like I was always rushing.
There's a lot of places where school starts at like 9.
Really?
Yeah. Where it starts way later in the day.
Wait, didn't your school start at 8:45 too?
I always had stuff to do before school. Like go to places.
Extracurriculars, I had to sleep. Well, no, I cut. No, because I took the bus to school. So like I had to be up in order to make it on time. Well,
she
for the
did
bus.
Too.
Oh, she did. What the hell? I would not be.
I just always
makeup
like,
ready, hair done, outfit change.
I just
all
always
that.
Feel like they're up so early and the sun's out. Like, wait, this. If you were up that early during the in the morning, the sun would still be like rising, wouldn't it? I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know. It always just weirds me out when I see that.
Maybe it's just bad film time. They did not film.
I mean,
this.
I guess, but that's in every single movie time. Where it's the kids as, are talking on the phone with their friends before school. Like, oh, I'll see you at school later. Like. What? It's like afternoon light that's happening. This is very confusing to me.
They need to get their filming schedule together.
Every movie does.
So, fun fact, I don't know if I've shared this on the podcast already. Sorry if I have. This happened to me, this whole forgetting of the 16th birthday.
Of your 16th birthday?
Yeah. So, it was my cousin Erica's 15th birthday. We're born a year and 2 days apart. So, we were down in the valley for her quinceañera. And my birthday was the day after her quinceañera. And we were going to go to the beach for the week, for the rest of the week, for vacation, / my birthday. And we get up. My sister told me happy birthday at midnight before we fell asleep. But we woke up. We got ready. We packed. We got in the car. Good morning, Anna. Morning, Mom. Morning, Dad. Nothing. We stop and we eat breakfast. And I'm looking at my sister going, are you fucking kidding me? And we get all the way to the beach and we get into the hotel room and they didn't say anything because they were so worried about timing because my family was surprising me in our hotel room. They got there before us and they had a cookie cake for me and they all had balloons and everything. So my parents were like, that's why they were stalling at IHOP before we left. And so they were concerned about that happening. So they completely forgot to tell me happy birthday. And then my brother's a dick who didn't care.
Oh my god. So this is literally even though it was made way before you, it's our it's about your life.
It is about my
life. It's a biopic.
It is. Yeah. And my sister also got married a few days before my birthday.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, that's right. Forget about that.
I don't remember that.
Thanks.
I didn't know you.
Thanks,
then.
Lauren, for crowding July with more shit.
I knew you, but I didn't know you.
I didn't know you.
I mean, I had met you.
I knew of you. I heard.
Not directly.
We passed by each other.
We literally passed by each other in junior high, and then we literally stood next to each other at my work.
We literally stood in the same room for like 20 minutes.
No, she was there for like an hour.
Isn't that amazing?
I remember you were wearing a black dress, and I was so worried that you were going to like, I don't know, show us more than we wanted to see. Because you had to get down on your knees to go under my sister's dress. Sorry, that sounded awful. You had to like go
That's
do the
bustle.
That's
what I do for my job. I undress women and I'm on my knees most of the time.
She's afraid you were going to flash her is what she's saying.
Wow, like I haven't flashed you now.
No, this is before then, stupid.
I know.
But like, I was like, she has to get down under this dress. Like, I felt so bad for you because you were.
Thank you.
You were in a dress and you looked cute and you had to get up under there. And
I was
like,
my
also,
job
don't
sucks.
Show me more than I want to see.
Little did you know you were going to move in with her and see everything.
Oh, God.
You've seen so much now.
Honestly, though, was she nice? Like, was she a good employee? Don't lie.
From what I remember.
Okay. Don't girl. Look at her. Just look at me. Blink your eyes.
She was great.
Okay. Text me later.
That's amazing. I love Joan Cusack and John Cusack. I think they're really great. I love the brother-sister pairings of, like, actors and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. Jake Gyllenhaal and Maggie Gyllenhaal. I love Maggie Gyllenhaal. She's amazing.
And I love my husband, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Of course you do. Yeah. Totally your husband. Who else is great sibling pairings in Hollywood? Oh, the Hemsworths. Even though they're not really, like, a...
Are you a Chris? Or are you a Liam?
Bitch. I'm not dumb. I'm Chris all the way.
That's right, girl.
I would not date someone who Miley Cyrus would date. No, ma'am.
That's so interesting to me.
That is so weird.
I know.
I don't want to know what's going on there. Just let them be.
You know, they're happy. That's fine.
That's fine.
They can be the Olsens.
Oh, duh. It's because I don't think of them like that. Because they're like the sibling royalty of Hollywood.
Well, yeah. They're Elizabeth Olsen, also the sister.
Oh, that's
Tia
true.
And Tamara.
Oh, yeah.
Sister, I got my own mind.
Ooh.
And in my own style. In my own time.
I do not know.
But we're going to find out.
Oh, my God.
We're going to watch it.
My Lanta.
Yeah. The Olsen twins are like the ultimate.
Also, isn't one of them coming on Hulu? One of the movies?
On
Netflix or something? Olsen twins?
Oh, the It Takes Two is on Netflix.
It Takes Two to Make a Baby Go Round.
Didn't you say Passport to Paris was coming?
Oh, I sent you the link. Passport to Paris, Billboard Dad. And one of the other ones is going to be on, I believe, either Netflix or Hulu.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
I can't wait. Same. Oh, okay. But anyways, Joan Cusack.
Yeah.
Stunning. Love her. She's so eclectic and weird, and I love it.
Yeah.
She's an interesting. I would love to meet her.
First time I saw her... was in the Addams Family Values, I think. It's the second one.
Oh, yeah.
Where she, like, marries...
what's his name? The bald one.
Uncle Fester.
Yeah.
And she's so, like... I remember being very intrigued. Not really understanding why I was intrigued by her, but I was just like, this lady is interesting. The way she would walk. She was just kind of like, oh, Lester, whatever his name was. She's very interesting.
She's very committed to a role, and I love that. She's definitely very...
So I think it's funny to see them walking. I always remember seeing kids or couples in high school.
Ew.
Putting their hands in each other's pockets. I thought that was
so even dumb.
Even then, I was like, that's so weird. Like, I don't get it.
I love in To All the Boys I Loved Before, she writes that in their contract. She's like, and you have to put your hand in my pocket. And he was like, who the fuck does that? She goes, 16 candles.
Oh, my God.
Barf.
It's nerds. So great.
Also, I didn't know there'd be naked people in this movie. Wow.
Bitch, I didn't know either. Rather. Also, that scene was a little much. That was a little too much lingering on specific parts of the body and, like, nudity. And then with the lighting, it was just really... It was a lot.
This movie, this was like, you as can well definitely as it holds see, up, like, it does not hold up.
No, it doesn't. There were some things that I was...
A lot of things.
Like, the lines that I was like, wow. Thank God we've evolved.
Have we, though?
I mean, for the most part.
Well, hopefully.
Movies have, at least.
Hopefully there would not be a Long Duck Dong character in another movie. Yes,
so I've read a lot of criticisms.
They get a lot more flack for it.
A lot of criticisms where they specifically touch on this character being, like, one of the worst examples of Asian stereotypes in media.
Yeah.
Because it was such a big, impressionable one. So, you know, people believe that shit.
But I did love in, again, To All the Boys I've Loved Before, because I love it so much.
How many times have you watched that?
Like three.
Oh, okay. Thought that was going to be a bigger number, or maybe she's lying.
17. I mean three. No, like three times.
She's going to watch it when we leave.
Right.
I might. It's a great movie. When they're watching 16 Candles, he goes, isn't this character, like, super racist? She goes, oh, yeah, super racist. Because she's
also, like, just Korean. Like the score that kicks in when he walks into the room
with,
like,
the gong.
Oh my God, that was so offensive. Tacky. It was awful.
I was getting offended.
Right? I'm not even Asian and I'm offended. Ugh. Nuts.
No.
When someone asks, how are you? I respond like the old people. I get back pains and I can't really walk and I'm kind of deaf and, you know, this and I need to go to the doctor. But, you know, I'm fine.
Also, white grandparents are so weird.
Oh, what? That's fucking gross.
What? She got groped by her grandmother?
What on earth? That's disgusting.
It makes
First of all, we should not be that close. No, ma'am. Ugh. Second of all, there's always one uncle or aunt or grandparent or whatever who makes like dumbass jokes that nobody cares for. They're still dumb. Like, why?
They think they're funny.
Do not indulge them. They're not funny. I mean, okay, they're old, but
do not engage.
Do not engage.
No, don't. Self-destruct.
Run.
Run.
So that wallpaper in her sister's bedroom was fantastic.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
The decor.
It was white with flowers.
It was phenomenal. I just love the fact that it's like wallpaper. That was such a big thing.
Yes.
I love it.
Wall to wall.
Wallpaper.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Okay, so when they're at the dance and they're showing all the losers on the wall.
Me. I was like, finally a black kid.
One.
It reminded
How far into the movie were we? We were like halfway already.
It reminded me of that Even Stevens episode where they're at a party and they're hanging on the wall and there's that red blinking loser sign.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was such a good show.
Right?
Even Stevens is great.
That's going to come Disney Plus, by the way. I'm so excited.
All of it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Lizzie, Raven, Shut Even up. Stevens. Yes.
Phil the Future?
I didn't see that on the list, but I'm pretty sure. They said initially they're going to have the major shows, Disney Channel shows, on Disney Plus, and then the rest will come. I don't know. Contracts.
You know what other one I really want to rewatch is the Famous Life of Jet Jackson.
Oh, wow.
That was such a good show. I was obsessed with that show. I
haven't thought about it in a long
time. When I first got Disney Channel, that's the show I would watch like constantly.
That was such a great show.
And then they made like the DCOM movie about it. So great. I was so sad when I heard, a couple years ago that he had passed.
Ugh, break my heart.
That was so sad. I was like, that's like my childhood right there.
That one and Phil the Future are ones I really want to rewatch. Because I've rewatched a lot of Raven and a lot of Lizzie.
Yeah.
And Even Stevens. I haven't watched a lot of that one.
Phil was premiered when I was like towards the end of it. So I saw clips, but not
Phil,
all of
Phil.
It.
Phil of the Future. I remember 20 Seconds and Jerry Man.
From Even Stevens when Ren has to do that book report on the space landing. We went to the moon in 1969. Not 1970, but 1 year sooner. It was so great. God, what a good
musical
episode. I love a musical
Influenza,
episode.
Influenza, right? That's what it was called?
Influenza.
Yeah, that's what it was called. That was a great episode. That show is so good.
That show is so good. I really want to rewatch it to see how it pans out now.
Also, they had color guard in that show. Ren tries out for
The
flag team is what they call it. Barf. Aww. And I was like freaking out when I saw that it was color guard.
At the dance too, what's her name's friend had this beautiful like purple highlighter on. Oh my God, it was so pretty. Her skin was like glowing in purple galaxy dust. It was great.
Her friend is really pretty.
She is really pretty. And I was like, oh my God.
You're like really pretty.
I want purple highlighter.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Is that
Mean
Girls?
I'm gonna buy some. Yes.
Okay. I could hear it in my head, but I was like, it's girl, right?
Yeah.
Also, why are the parents making that kid go to the dance so bad? I don't understand.
Also, like,
is he a slave?
I'm pretty sure they're like, they're making him just do like housework.
No, I meant him too, but like, there's that kid there a couple of times where the parents are literally shoving
forcing him.
Oh. Yeah, why?
I don't know. What people's behavior. Middle class white America in the 80s. What is this?
He doesn't want to go to the dance. He literally says, I want to be with you. What's happening?
Maybe they want some
privacy?
Not time with him.
Ew, well.
Maybe he's a clingy child.
And then also, what was his name? Dong, right? He cleans the house and does the chores.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's like illegal. What?
That whole scene, I was like, oh my God.
That's so
uncomfortable. It's been so long since I've seen this. I was like, he's just a fucking slave.
That was very uncomfortable.
Me too.
No.
And then that set of grandparents made me really uncomfortable.
Right.
The other ones were more normal and like just old crotchety grandparents.
Right.
But these guys were like,
I love how one of them was like, let me make breakfast. Oh, I'll just open this box of donuts.
Breakfast is ready. Oh my God. I do love the soundtrack.
That was funny. Yeah. Fantastic soundtrack.
How does it go?
What?
The love is true. The play to the dance.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
That one.
I know this love is true.
This much is true.
This much is true.
Much and you said love and it sounded like lunch. Just lunch is true.
Well, that's the accurate too for us.
But this much speaking is true. Of lingo, she said the term platinum as like good or great. Like that, it should be so platinum.
Oh, ooh, bring God. That back. I like it.
Oh, I like this.
Thank
you. Oh, can I have platinum hair?
But this that movie, bring that back. For the longest time, you know, because I was in middle school when I watched it for the first time. So I thought, if I just look at guys and long for them, they will come to me.
No way.
Ladies. Oh my God. Ladies, no way. That does not work.
No.
Oh my God.
Not. You know what else is funny about
this? If that worked, you'd be married by now.
I mean.
10 times
at
over.
At least a couple of times.
Yeah, at least a couple times. Whenever they're back to before the dance, when they're.
We'd have worn like 10 ugly bridesmaid dresses.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You guys are the new 27 dresses.
No.
Okay.
I'm already 27 dresses.
I don't even
dresses,
know what that
you.
Is. But before when they're in the awkward dinner. I always hated when my mom would be like, oh, you, this kid's your age. Y'all talk. You have something in common.
Oh, my God.
I don't know him, Mom.
No. Age does not connect us.
No. We're not the same
our
grade.
Our interest connects us. Not I our age.
And when she said that to her, I was like, oh, I feel that, girl. I feel that. Because my mom did it all the time. Actually, to be fair, she still does it. But I just.
She just pushes people onto you?
Yes. I hate it.
Like she was. Joan Cusack and her friend at the dance just like being dancing. Weird dancing. I was like, oh, look, it's me. It's me and Joan, my friends.
And then Joan just trying to get a refreshing drink of water.
So hard.
Oh, somebody give her a straw. Poor thing.
What a comedic genius.
I love her. She just stole the moments. It was great. Also, what's his name? Anthony Michael Hall?
Mm-hmm,
Michael
mm-hmm.
C. Hall? Whoever he is.
Anthony Michael.
He is so creepy. Why doesn't he stay away? No, stay away from her. She said no so many times. It's creepy as hell. So creepy. Why would you keep? No.
You know what, though?
He tried to, like, make out with her, and she's like, no. And then he tries to do it again. Oh, God, no.
You know what, though? I always appreciate a confident nerd. Because I mean, have a lot of reasons to not be confident.
Right, that's right.
And they get bullied and they get their. He's like, yeah, the girl just wants to take my lunch money. Like they get.
That whole scene where he's in Jake's kitchen was aces. Where he has the apron on and he's aces? Making lunch.
Yeah. What years are we in? Oh my God. It was aces, guys.
Shut up.
Are you trying to talk like Michael C. Hall?
Aces. That's aces. No, because then you hear like Frank Sinatra ping in the background and all that.
I was good. Getting it.
That was a jam.
No, but yeah, like I just appreciate a confident nerd. Like he knows, he gets it. But it's like, I'm gonna shoot my shot. If it happens, it happens. You know,
he like, shot his shot like 30 times over.
I know, like, no, I know. And yes, he was aggressive because that's probably what he thinks girls want.
Right.
And he
and
looks
no one's
at a guy like
otherwise.
Exactly. He looks at a guy like Jake, and he's like, oh yeah, he's a manly man. So
he's aggressive.
He
I should
does,
do that.
He does chin up. So I got to be like,
you know while what? Standing on the floor.
So it's. Not that I'm like making excuses for him, but I think that conversation with her in the like the shop class or whatever, that's a really good like moment for him to be like, oh, okay, you know,
I don't need
you're
to
a
do
human,
these
even though he asked for her panties, whatever. At that time.
Oh my God,
her underwear, whatever.
Wow, I could never. I don't even know what I would do if someone asked me that. I'd be like no. Get away from me.
You know
again,
what?
I'm going to
pay me. I had never seen this movie, but I had actually had seen the only scene I'd ever seen was them in the bathroom where he scene. Shows. And I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
The can I borrow your underwear at your underpants for 10 minutes was voted number 86 out of 100 greatest movie lines.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But it wasn't by like AFI or anything. It was
just
some random guy in his basement.
It was by me.
That's why Anna and all the movies she's watched.
I love how they said, I bet you a dozen floppy disks.
Yes!
Or whatever, how many he said.
I remember in elementary school, junior high, one of those, sixth grade or something. We had to, on our supply list was a dozen, like a box of floppy disks, mm-hmm. a dozen floppy disks. And I was like.
Yeah,
because I always would get the like colorful ones because I was like, oh, these are so cool.
I remember when my dad gave me my very own floppy disk to take to and from school. I was like, oh my God, I'm so cool. It was orange.
So technologically advanced.
I legit had one that had like all the boys that I liked on it. And oh I don't even know where it is. I can't put it anywhere. Like,
right,
it's impossible. But it legit amazing. Had like a document of all the boys that I liked.
That's amazing.
And I wrote on it, Crystal, do not use or something. I forgot.
I know that had that so and when we first had our big like family computer, I had my own folder on there. So whatever ooh. I did, I could save into my folder. Those had a lot of...
Did you say pictures of Jake Gyllenhaal?
No. there were probably pictures of boys, like celebrity boys, but I don't know who that would be at the time. But there was a lot of really bad song lyrics.
Like naughty song lyrics?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because you're such a beautiful lyricist. Rapist lyricist.
My rapist lyricist skills are off the damn chart.
Damn charts. Yes. You know what I also need? Like, okay, so when Joan Cusack was getting water from the water fountain and she wipes herself with her, I was like, sweater. Oh my God, I need that sweater. It has like a built-in napkin. Oh my God. That.
That's amazing.
Or you flash it. Someone with it. That's except great.
Maybe not white.
No. Who sings Rebel Yell?
Me.
Billy Idol.
I was trying to figure it out without Googling it. And I was like, I know the name is going to happen. And it didn't happen until just now. Thank you. I love that song.
This whole soundtrack was phenomenal.
So good. So good.
And apparently they only released an album with like 5 or 6 songs on it. Oh. They only released a mini album instead of the like 30 plus songs that were in the movie.
Mm-hmm. I think probably now it may have been harder to like maybe release those songs. Yeah. But you can go on Spotify and make your own playlist with it now.
Yep.
So serious question.
Serious answer.
If he wasn't, I guess I might know this by your answers earlier, but if this was real life.
Oh my God.
And the nerdy kid came up to you and was like, hey girl, you're awesome. Let's go out. Would you go out with him? Would you date him?
No.
No? Okay. Because he was too creepy for you?
Yes.
Okay.
No, but not for any good reason, just because I'm scared of shit.
Someone gives you attention. Someone wants to date you. And you like,
no, but no, like, no, like as a child, like as a teenager,
as a teenager,
at 16, if some guy came up to me and was giving me all that attention and was like, hey, you want to go out? And all like all that quickly, it was all in one day.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I don't even know you.
I'm wondering. Oh, my God. Someone did do that to me.
What do you mean?
Gross. Some nerdy person. Gross.
No, but this guy, like if you were 16, would you date him?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. He's adorable.
I'm like 7 feet taller than him. What am I going to do with that?
Taking away his behavior, baby Anthony Michael Hall was adorable.
I mean, I guess he's cute in like a neutral way.
Neutral way?
Like if I'm thinking with like neutral.
So you're basic is what
conventional,
she's saying.
Conventionally attractive people. He's like, I guess cute. I'm trying to be neutral. I feel like neutrally he would be cute.
That's a very roundabout way to say no.
I guess just like no, like seeing
like not for me, no.
Like seeing him now, and I've seen like movies and TV shows with him way later, and then seeing like baby him, I was like, oh, he's so adorable.
Talk about the glow up with him. I mean, first time I ever saw him was he was the bad guy in Edward Scissorhands, and I was like, wait, that's the same guy? Like it blew my mind. I could not even fathom that was the same person. No, I would be like, what's her name, and be like, oh, you're weird.
Get away from me.
And I'd pawn for the popular kid, except I wouldn't actually get him. That'd be the difference.
Yeah, this is a movie. This doesn't happen in real life.
Because if you just stare longingly at people, they don't come to you.
Oh, my God.
Anna has proven this theory. So, you know, don't
they
do
take
it, guys.
Up restraining orders.
Oh, also, my God. I heard the phrase, don't have a cow, and I thought that was so funny.
They said butt liquor. I haven't heard butt liquor in so long.
They said so many weird things.
And they said dipshit. Crystal, it's our word.
Yeah, it is.
Did you dip the shit?
We said we wanted to bring that word back.
Oh, because it's like ancient or something?
We heard it in Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
So it is an 80s thing.
We were like, oh, man, we should bring dipshit back.
Yeah, we need to bring that back. Platinum.
And harmonicas.
And what?
Harmonicas?
Harmonicas? I'll do it. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
You and I had this whole thing about the harmonica.
Yeah. We did talk about that. Yeah. So, the other things I don't remember, but harmonica, yes.
So I secretly always wanted to go to a house party when I was that age.
Aww.
Did I ever get invited? No, but that's okay.
Me either.
I would have been like, ooh, no, bye.
Too many people for me.
No, I would have been so scared. I would have got like busted. And I would have gotten in trouble.
I went to one once, not in high school, but like, I think like my first year out of high. No, I was a senior, I think. And it was like with like adults and stuff. And like there was like,
oh my God, were babies made?
Probably.
Oh, gross.
And this, I don't know how I ended up. It was one of my friends had a friend with an apartment in like downtown Dallas.
Oh my God.
And like, not like in the Like, what was it? It's right off of 75. I don't know. They were like nice ass apartments, like the Mandolin over here, but in Dallas.
Or the Stone Lay.
The Stone Lay, yes.
Or what was it? The Monticello.
The Monticello.
What they do at Monticello?
Yeah. So we went, and I was like, "This is fucking uncomfortable," because all these people are significantly older than me, and like I literally would not leave my friend's side because I was like, "I don't know what the fuck to talk to these other people about. They're like way older, they're way smarter, they're way cooler, and like I know nothing." And I was like, "All right, yeah, I'm ready to go."
Yeah, I would hate it, but I'd still want to get. I just really wanted to go. No. Because in my head, that's what they were like. They were like a movie, and I know they're not.
Right.
I was that kid. I've been to like, I went to choir camp, and they had a big dance one night, and like, people were boogieing, and me and my
boogieing again. What decade are we in?
I live in all the decades.
Oh my god! I've literally never heard you say that before.
Me neither.
Who are you right now?
I feel like,
is this late night Anna?
No, I feel like I'm just being myself, and I'm getting shit for it.
No, I really like it, which is why I'm laughing. No, it's just very surprising. Anyway. I love that you feel comfortable enough with us to say weird words. But aces? Go for it. Again.
You've never said aces before.
I've never
heard that. No, you have not. Boogie maybe, but definitely not aces.
There were people dancing at this party, and it was great.
They were aces?
It was right? Platinum.
Oh my god. Don't have a cow, okay? Oh my god.
Butt liquor. But no.
Ew, that's so gross.
Me and my friend, we were on the loser wall, and we talked about how we were on the Even Stevens loser wall.
So this movie made me roll my eyes a lot.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, bitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No one's surprised by that.
But you know, also, I will say that Anthony Michael Hall is the star of this movie for me anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I know he was not the lead, but he basically was the lead to me.
I feel like Joan Crawford was my favorite.
Where was she? I missed that appearance.
Oh, it's because I heard the word aces, so I was like, I gotta bring someone back.
Joan Crawford was in the background of the dance. You didn't see her.
I fucking hate these two bitches.
She's a history teacher. You didn't see her? She lived through all of history.
I hope you both die. Out of the corner.
First of all, hold up. Guys, if I am not this drugged up on my wedding day, I'm doing it wrong.
Oh my god.
I want to be so out of it.
Oof. I thought I cramped bad.
I know, right? Oof, man.
Muscle relaxers.
But I'm also looking at her going, "You're a skinny white bitch. Why is it hurting you so much?"
Right? You healthy. You should be fine.
Maybe she's not healthy. We're assuming a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true. Skinny does not equal healthy.
No, it does not.
No, they're terrible.
You know what?
All skinny people are terrible.
No.
That's what Joy profiler.
No.
Aces, Joy. Aces.
That's not platinum.
That's like basic silver.
Shut up.
This is why we don't record this late at night.
This is actually my favorite time to do it.
Me too.
Okay, so moving on.
Someone give me 4 muscle relaxers before I go down the aisle. Thank you.
I will. I got you.
So it's crazy kind of rich to let an unlicensed driver brought your dad's Rolls Royce.
Oh my god.
After your house has been trashed.
I don't understand.
His parents are going to come back and like murder him.
No,
like,
they won't.
They'll just buy another one because they're that rich.
Oh, yeah.
They'll yell at him and then they'll just fix it all.
I don't think they'll even yell at him.
He'll literally get a slap on the wrist and that's it. He won't be having a party next week. That's his only punishment.
Fucking rich people. Gross. Ew.
He said that line about violating.
I know.
Oh my god. Oh okay, no. This is when you can see this shit does not age well.
That was very jarring.
Again, I'm very glad that we have made some progress.
And though he also said to what's the kid's name, the nerd's name?
The nerd.
No, he has an actual name. What is his name?
Bob, Joe,
no,
Adam.
Anna, what's his name?
Farmer something. Ted. Farmer Ted.
Oh god. Yes, whenever he says like, "Here Ted, you can take her home." I don't know if he actually meant it, but the way he was saying it was kind of like, you can have it. Like, you can
do whatever.
Whatever.
It was gross.
And I was
gross.
Like, oh. this is not good. I don't like it.
No.
Gross, gross.
And then the way they, like, played her and made her believe that it was him. So gross.
Oh, no, 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 no,
no. Those whole, like, 10 minutes of those couple scenes.
It was making me so uncomfortable.
It was gross. It was not okay.
I think I, like, sit up in my chair because I was like, I don't like this. Yeah, taking advantage of a drunk girl. Like, I don't...
That is literally the worst thing you can do. No.
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't the best person, but she's still a person. So, like, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Also, like, her friends cutting her hair.
I'm really hoping that people do better now than they did in the 80s.
Here's hoping, man. I mean, right. I don't...
Also, yeah, her friends fucking cut off her whole hair. Like... That was most of the back of her head.
That was hilarious.
And then later on when she's holding it in her hand. First of all, how'd she get it? Right? Second of all, like, she's holding it in a ponytail. She wasn't wearing a ponytail when it was on her head. So where did that come from? And her hair was not that long either. So
I feel like her, what's his name? The pretty boy, he, like, saved it for her and was like, here, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. What a knight in shining armor. Gross. Get out of here.
I literally gave you to the freshman to do whatever he wants with you. Bleh. Gross. To stare at your panties. But I saved your hair. Aren't I a prince?
Oh, my God. Ew.
Ew. What?
But I want a sports
car. But I love how, like, he goes to his friend's house and he's like, take a picture. And they're like, oh, should do black and white. Oh, do real great. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I loved he was like, UFO? No, better. Extraterrestrial? No, better. Female extraterrestrial?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's I love nerds.
Crepes.
I love such nerds. Crepes. They're so great.
They're so cute.
Are they your only friends? Because they speak language.
I love you. Okay. I wrote two claps. I don't remember why.
Two claps? Didn't someone clap?
It was me.
I don't know, but it made me think of that time I used to work at Spring Creek and I was a bread girl, and anytime I had an, not like profiling because it literally was every time an Asian family would come and they wanted to get my attention, they would do this. Hold on, I'm going to show you.
Oh.
They'd clap twice and like look at me with their chins up. And I have to walk over there. I'm like, want some bread? Fuck. Yes, that was the only thing they did. They wasn't like, excuse me, or hello, or nothing.
So did someone do that in the movie?
I don't know, but someone clapped and made me think of it. I don't know why. A random story for you guys.
Were they at the restaurant when they were taking shots with his, like, in-laws?
Maybe.
I feel like those people were not into that. No. Also, like, that whole marriage looks very problematic. None of that looks positive.
I feel like a lot.
He loved her for 6 straight months.
Oh, yeah. Good
that is
Lord.
Very intense infatuation.
Maybe that was an A's thing, because in The Wedding Singer, it's the same thing. She marries a guy because...
They've been together for 6 months?
They were married for a long time before he had money. So he was like, oh, I can trust her, I know. But then she falls in love with Adam Sandler. And,
That is such a good movie.
Girl, I know. It's one of my favorites. I love The Wedding Singer. Even though it's a rom-com, if you think about it.
And I weirdly love the not-so-great musical version of it.
I didn't know it was a musical until you told me it was.
It's not great, but I love it.
Also, why was that lady's... Oh, I think in the church someone clapped. Whatever. The lady in the church, her voice was very high-pitched.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Wow. That. She has like a cartoon voice.
Yeah. She really does. She sounds like...
Like, you know, I say like I have Tweety. A cartoon mouse. Like, I joke about it. No, she actually has one.
You do not have a cartoon voice.
No,
especially
you don't.
Not, like, compared to that person.
Well, not confirmed I don't, because that lady
but
is
But her
like,
shoes squeaked like yours do.
Squeak, squeak.
Squeak, squeak. Also, okay, so in the end, where he has a cake for her. Jake or whatever. That's the name, Jake?
That was a fire hazard.
Oh, also, how did he find out it was her birthday? Did someone tell him? Did I miss that part?
Maybe the nerd did.
Michael Anthony Hall.
Michael C. Hall?
Why did they...
Okay. It was Anthony Michael Hall.
A quick script thing fixed. I could have just said, talked about it. Like,
it may have been a deleted scene.
That's annoying as hell. Like, I don't know.
Or maybe on the car ride over, she said, yeah, yesterday was
okay, but
birthday.
Then show missed that. Like, the whole thing was about her birthday. Like, whatever, anyways. Just a small detail.
Whatever, it was a sweet moment.
Barf. No, it was not.
Why you gotta shit on it?
The whole time I was thinking, someone's gonna get caught on fire.
Yeah, I was like,
her dress literally is very... and figuratively.
Oh, gross. No.
And her they're dress, gonna kiss her dress above the fire? Are you sure about that?
Her dress is so flammable.
Well, they both have short hair, so maybe like that'll be okay.
No, the clothes are super flammable. Oh, he's wearing like a thick ass flannel, and she's wearing a poofy dress. Like
a poofy dress.
That shit's gonna catch fire.
No, yeah, I was like, this is really lame. And then he, how did he even know it was her birthday?
What? No, that was cute.
No, that was lame.
That's like the moment. That's the scene.
I know.
Is that what you wanted after people forgot your birthday? Just a time with him.
No, because I was alone with my family.
Oh yeah, that'd be weird.
Some random boy.
And it rained the entire week we were there at the beach. Oh. And we were sitting in the hot tub just being rained on. Just looking up at the sky going, are you, I hate this. But we were like, I'm getting in the water, whether it's raining or not.
Wait, don't you get electrocuted like that?
If there's lightning.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The rain will electrocute you. The lane.
The rain in Spain was mainly on the plane. Obviously, I don't know science, you know.
You watched enough Bill Nye when you were growing up, I guess.
But girl.
I tried to.
You have seen Sweet Home Alabama, correct?
Yeah.
That's how their things are formed. What if lightning strikes twice? Lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place.
What? What are you saying?
Why would I want to marry you anyhow? So I can kiss you anytime I want.
Oh, God. Barf.
That one is really cheesy. To be fair, that one is super cheesy.
I'm feeling ill all of a sudden.
I think I've only seen it like once, but what's I really love, what's her name? Is that
Reese the one where someone's dead?
No.
Oh,
that's like her, just like Heaven? Dog.
Just like Heaven, she's a ghost.
She's a ghost.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one.
She has that Mark little Ruffalo. Hair, the little hair flip. Oh, Mark Ruffalo. Oh my God. Mark Ruffalo had a great, 13 going on 30. Yep. Also Mark Ruffalo. Super cute.
You see that clip of Mark Ruffalo where he didn't realize that Brie Larson was in 13 going on 30?
Yeah. That I did see. While I was trying to block literally everything out, I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess y'all love this movie, huh?
I mean, I think it's cute.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've seen it in years. And it's the first time I've seen it uncensored. Because I saw it on like TNT, yeah. TBS.
Yeah.
It's a...
Something.
Like I said, as well as it holds up, it also... doesn't hold up.
Yeah, there's parts of it that are super funny just because they're like silly and funny,
and but it's so 80s and teen angsty.
It's very 80s.
Oh, the angst, oh my God.
But it's very problematic,
right? Like her teen angst, I was like, oh yeah girl, same. But also like
no yeah.
Would you recommend this to other people to see it?
I think it's fun. I think if you want to see something quintessentially 80s and you like teen movies, go for it.
Yeah, I think if you're talking about, you know, John Hughes, this one's got to be included.
Mm-hmm. If I think of teen angst and 80s, I think of The Breakfast Club.
That too.
That was like
really
that. Yeah.
He did really good teen angst.
So much. That movie is it. That will never. That's timeless. That's the word. It's so great. Anyone can watch it, can understand that and feel everything they're feeling. That to me is a great movie.
I want to rewatch that. I haven't seen that in a couple years.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's a
that was fun.
That's a thought.
Forget about me.
16
candles.
So
tell me, wrong. That's not the right verse. Sorry.
So any final words on 16 candles?
Words.
Platinum.
Platinum. Yeah, that's right.
Aces.
Boogie. The Get Down.
That wasn't in the movie.
I'm pretty sure I said boogieing.
Oh, boogieing.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. ING is very important.
What else? Bitch.
You're going to make fun of me. Get it right.
Shut up. You're so stupid.
Floppy disks.
You guys are. Floppy disks. Underpants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Underpants? Who calls them underpants? I thought that was an old people word.
Well, this is the 80s after all.
Well, undies is cringy. Underwear. I don't know.
Undies sounds like a little kid word. Underwear sounds like...
Underwear? That reminds me of when I was in high school, this girl said, in her response to things, she'd be like, I'm aware. And my immediate reaction would be like, underwear. I don't know why, though.
You like rhymes.
I guess. I don't know. She's like, I'm aware.
You say that all underwear. The time now. You do. That's great.
I hate
great.
It.
No, it's really fun. No. I'm going to reply with underwear now.
You should.
And I'll reply with aces.
Thanks.
I'll probably with platinum.
Peachy keen.
Jelly bean.
Woo.
That's from Greece.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I knew she didn't. That's why I said it.
I really didn't.
I know. That's why I said. Okay, so anything.
I've watched
Greece.
Greece's.
Greece.
I've watched Greece's a lot.
Greece. You watched both of them? Greece 2?
I need to.
It's so good.
I want to watch it just for the fun of it.
Rockin'
oh no, she starts.
Don't you know?
Grease's I've never seen. Oh my God. I feel like I've never paid attention to Grease that much. Like I've seen it a million times, but I've never like
in passing. It. You've seen it in passing.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it.
Okay. Follow us on Instagram. Yeah, follow us thanks on for Twitter. Listening. Thanks for listening.
Tell us your thoughts on this movie.
Have you seen this movie before?
What did you
if
think
not, why?
You're good. You don't have to see it if you don't want to.
Can we bring perms back, please?
No. God.
You gave me so much shit when I said I wanted one, so no.
Look, she's hurt.
Because I was joking. Bitch. It was a yolk.
Bye.
It was an egg yolk.
Like my pants. It's the color of an egg yolk.
Her pants are the color of egg yolks.
Your short shorts.
Who wears short shorts?
Joy.
All three of us wear short shorts tonight.
Yeah, that's girl. True, yeah. It's a short it's shorts kind of night. I know. Yeah, it's the first hot day we've had.
Hot.
Mm. Getting hot.
But what?
Okay, everybody, bye.
All right, 1, 2, 3. Bye.
Bye.
Platinum.